as we approach both Christmas and finals, we read from Mark chapter 10. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Well, this is finals week. So, true or false? Number one, Christmas is for children. True or false? That's not so hard, is it? Of course Christmas is for children. There's no reason why they should be left out of all the joys of Jesus' birth. There's no reason why they should not be included in the hope, love, and peace that came with the Christ child. Number two, true or false? Christmas is only for children.
False.
Now, of course, that depends on what you mean, doesn't it? When some people say Christmas is only for children, they mean they think it is just a plaything, a toy, like a My Little Pony, something that is fun for children, but which does not serve any real purpose when you grow up. That, of course, would be false, according to the Bible. Mary and Joseph were not children living in their imagination when Jesus was born to them. The shepherds were not children, and yet it was to them that the angels came saying, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, Christ the Lord." The wise men, Simeon, Anna, certainly Christmas was not a childish toy that they had grown out of. Nor was Christmas made for them an adult toy, a tool to cajole or manipulate people into being more loving, or more giving, or more decent, or even more warm and friendly. Christmas was much more than some psychological ploy. When the believers of old rested their very lives on that babe who was born King of the Jews. And yet in just that way, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, Zacharias, Elizabeth, Simeon, and Anna were all children, weren't they? And in that way it is true. Christmas is only for children. Jesus said, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, he will not enter it." A child is dependent. And that is how all must receive the kingdom. When the word of the king comes to them, they do not just hear it and say, "Oh, that certainly sounds nice, beautiful, lovely." They rely on it. When a child is told that the food in front of him is for him to enjoy, to eat, to help him grow and live, he does not take a few bites out of his napkin just in case the food won't be enough to keep him going. So also when the child of God is told that for Jesus' sake all his sins are forgiven, that this forgiveness is his to enjoy, to grow on, to give life forever, he does not want to turn and excuse his sins in some other way. "Everybody was doing it. I couldn't help it. I did my best. I attended church. I gave to the building fund." And so on. The child of God depends on the forgiveness that is set before him in Jesus Christ alone. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child he shall not enter it. Christmas is only for children. Dependence is not the only mark of a child, of course. Room for growth is also quite evident, both to the child and to his father. A grown-up, well, when the fruit is green, then it can get ripe, but when it's ripe, it can only get rotten. It's a pity that as people get older, they often believe that they have already arrived. But the kingdom of God also comes to grown-up children because they still struggle, because they have room for growth, because they still commit sin. No, it is not because they commit sin that they are in the kingdom, but because the King has called them to admit it, to repent, to depend on the King's forgiveness. Those who think they are full, though, never see themselves causing anyone else pain. They know of nothing about themselves which could be improved. How can they receive the blanket of forgiveness from God? They know of no place to put it, nothing to cover with it. They have no more need of a Savior than did Herod, or so they think. And this is especially heartrending because it is so untrue. Yes, Christmas is for children, and it is only for children because it is the birth of the King whose kingdom consists of children. Children who depend on Christ alone in life and in death, who repent of their shortcomings and their oversteppings, and who hear with joy the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, by which they are made children, by which we are made children. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen. Hymn 713.
See you.